You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:25pm with Gareth Topham, Ollie Pimlott and Seb Sanders in the studio. It's a good day to look forward to as well. It's day one of the Future Champions Festival at Newmarket. We've also got good racing at York alongside that on the flat, racing over the obstacles at Newton Abbott and evening action on the all-weather at Dundalk and Newcastle. So plenty to get stuck into. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Mr. Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmy?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. Yeah, I'm in tremendous form, thank you. Enjoying the Indian summer that we're having at the moment. It's absolutely cracking weather that we're having. Good to firm at York tomorrow. I can understand that, why we haven't had a lot of rain in Yorkshire for quite some time. And again, Weatherby, start of the jump season for me next week, as far as that's concerned. Could this ever be heard of? Watering for the opening meeting? I think it's a lot drier this year than it was last year this time.
Yeah.
So we'll watch this space. Yeah, but it's all just starting to accumulate now. Just tail ending of the flat. Obviously, Jockeys Championship finishes next week. Looks like my money's done in with Sylvester de Souza. Sylvester de Souza, the loser, I'm afraid. but yeah, that's left in the old bookie satchel, I'm afraid, there. But yeah, it's interesting. Great weekend sport at Newmarket. And the final meeting of the season at York as well. So, yeah, it's all a little bit doom and gloom, wreath of flat, and happy days for the jumping coming along.
I really like this time of year, especially when it's sunny like this. It makes it even better. But I usually go to the final fixture at York on the Saturday and then the first fixture at Weatherby, and that's the crossover then for me.
That's right, yeah. Well, again, when I was with the Dickinsons, this October meeting at Weatherby was always the first meeting we had runners at, so that heralded the start of the season for us.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it is all good stuff, and as you say, with the weather as it is, the trees are just starting to turn colour, the rusts, the reds, the oranges, lovely, lovely stuff, lovely stuff.
Yeah. On the subject of you riding there, Pimmy, Hereford back on Thursday, and a birdie tells me that you had quite a bit of success there.
I did indeed, actually. A very lucky track for me, Hereford. Five rides, five winners.
Yeah.
I can name four of them. Well, one was Tommy Joe, a Dickinson horse. Another one was called Lord Armscliff, a Dickinson horse. Another one was a grey horse trained by Ray Peacock called Big Strong Boy. And the other one was called Twydale, who was a front runner over hurdles, and he was having his first starting a steeplechase at Hereford, and he made all, and he jumped like a buck. Mm. And he was trained by Jimmy Wilson, who was father of Geraldine Rees, as of Grand National fame, getting round on Cheers, albeit in her own time.
Yeah. That's it. You must be delighted it's back then. What? 100% strike rate out of course.
It's fantastic, yeah. I just wish I could remember the fifth one. I'll have to get the old form books out and have a trudge through. But, yeah, it's good. It's a good track. It gets a little cult following as well, if you know what I mean, around the Hereford area. And they have been racing there, obviously, over the summer with the Arab Racing. I think there was a fair bit of work to get done, but I presume it'll be ready to rock and roll. The only big disappointment that I've got Hereford reopening is that our paddock man hasn't made the effort to go and visit reopening. I wouldn't have been surprised if he hadn't been invited to cut the ribbon. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just no respect.
No respect, that man.
No.
Ken Peterson. Just sticking with the jump theme as well. A couple of jump stories out of late as well, haven't we? We've seen the new one's going to go over fences. Cider Grouge is going to be back out at Chepstow. Thistle Crack is going to be out as soon as Colin Tizard can find some soft ground. It's some nice horses coming back.
Oh, yeah. It's just starting to get the juices flowing in it now. And like you say, Thistle Crack, or blimey, what a brilliant World Hurdle winner he was last year. Again, I'm surprised they're actually going chasing. I thought he could dominate the 3 mile hurdle scene for quite some time yet. So I think that's an interesting move. And again, obviously, you know, you've got the likes of the new one saying that he's going chasing. He wasn't the most natural, was he, over hurdles, to be fair, the new one. But again, by the same token, he just might have a bit more respect for the bigger obstacles. But, yeah, it's looking good, looking good. And, again, obviously with the little bit of a juggling around with Giggenstown last week, be interesting to see who gets the cream of that crop.
The flat season's not done yet, though, Pimmy.
Oh, no.
We're not leaving
God blimey.
Just yet. We've got
no.
some real good racing coming up at Newmarket.
Wow stuff tomorrow.
Yeah. We're going to preview four races on the first card on the Friday. Just a quick glance at Saturday. Is Churchill a good thing for the Dewhurst?
Very, very difficult to oppose, isn't he, Churchill, to be fair. Form is absolutely rock solid. And I didn't think it was a particularly strong renewal of the Dewhurst, to be honest. I think Seven Heavens is an interesting one. He's definitely got a little bit of attitude. He's not the most straightforward of horses to ride as well. But he's with the right man, and he's got the right man on board in the shape of John Gosden and Frankie doing the steering. So he possibly could be the main challenger to the O'Brien horse. But really and truly, I think it's Churchill's to lose, not to win.
Slightly more competitive than that, Pimmy, the Cesaro Hitch.
God blimey, where do you start there?
Any thoughts at all yet?
Any thoughts? I'd look in the birthdays.
yeah, it's a good
That could
good
be a good starting point. Yeah. You know what I mean? Find the birthdays in the Racing Post and then try and solve that difficult equation with that theory.
Yeah.
It happened last week, then.
It did.
Joe Fanning, 25-1, Group 1 success.
Yeah.
You know, you've just got to look deep and hard, and you'll find the end of that rowing bow, that pot of gold, young man.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we'll move on to that on Saturday. Let's get stuck into Friday's action. Pimmy's got four races prepared for us. We'll get his thoughts on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right then, on to Friday's action then. We start our look ahead to it in the 2:05 at Newmarket. This is the Oso Sharp Stakes, a Fillies Group 3 over 7 furlongs. It's for the 2-year-olds. We've got a field of 13 of them to go to post here. Pimmy, talk us through your thoughts there. What do you like in that?
Well, I thought it was a very, very interesting race, obviously. Oso Sharp. I think, and I don't like to say this, but I think it could go across the English Channel in the shape of a Double Lady. The Andre Farb trained filly by Stormy River. She's only had two outings in public. She finished second to a nice sort of horse on debut, and then she came good next time out. Got the job done very nicely indeed at Maisons Lafitte. I think there's certainly a lot more to come from this daughter of Stormy River. So she's my idea of the winner. And I thought of the other ones, interesting ones, I thought Unforgettable Filly was an interesting player. Again, she's got a conqueror of hers racing a little bit later on in the card, so if she runs well, then that'll augur the chances of that horse later on. And Poet's Vanity. Now, I tell you what, I bet you can't think of his breeding with a name like that.
Well, Poet's Voice must be the sire.
Correct.
Why the Vanity part, Pimmy?
Well, because the dam was called Vanity.
Well, there you go.
I mean, listen, there's no marks for originality there, is there? Poet's Vanity. But to be fair to her, you know, she did do it well last time out at Salisbury in a 7 furlong maiden fillies race. So, you know, there could be a little bit more to come from her as well. I think the Godolphin have won this race last couple of years running. Yep. So they're represented by Grecian Light, who, again, she's been running plenty well enough of late without quite getting there. But William Buick's having a real purple patch at the minute too. So you wouldn't leave Grecian Light out, but I think it's for the French, Double Lady.
Double Lady then, the selection for Pimmy in the Oso Sharp Stakes. Moving on to the 2:40 at Newmarket next. This is the Challenge Stakes, a Group 2 over 7 furlongs. This is for the 3-year-olds and older, betting out on site, of course. And Cougar Mountain, 7-2 favourite. 7-1 then for Certificate and Gelotta. 7-1 also Gifted Master. 15-2 Richard Pankhurst. 8-1 Taz Leet. 10-1 Opal Tiara. And 11-1 or bigger prices for the others. Cougar Mountain heads the market, Pimmy, much shorter than the rest of them, and arrives here in winning form as well. Do you think he sets the standard he won at Newmarket last time in the Joel Stakes?
Yeah, he did. He did really well, actually, in that Group 2 when he beat Gifted Master by 3 1/4 lengths. Again, there was only 6 runners on that occasion. How strong a renewal of that Group 2 remains to be seen. But again, he can do no wrong, can he, Mr. O'Brien, at this moment in time? Let me just put this little stat towards you, young fella. 25 winners... from 113 runners and over 6 million in prize money. I mean, that is just phenomenal, isn't it?
It's crazy, isn't it?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable performance. And again, Cougar Mountain definitely is a player. But I think with that market that you've just read out to me, Mark, I'd like to take a little bit of an each-way slant on a couple here because at 7-2, the rest of the field, or 7-1, should I say, I think Gelotta is interesting. Ran really well in defeat in the Group 1 in San Siro last time out. Jamie Spencer doing the steering tomorrow on Gelotta. So I think that one at 7-1 is certainly an interesting player. And Lumiere, the filly, she looked like she was going to have a very bright future. That just hasn't quite materialised. She did win earlier on this year at Newmarket, and she's slightly disappointed since. She finished third last time we saw her in a Group 3 at Donny over 7 furlongs. Same trip again tomorrow afternoon should suit her. I think, again, what price is she? Double figures?
Yeah, she's 11-1.
I think we'll take a chance with her. You've got to keep the faith with her. She's a £2 lower mark than when she has been. She was 116 in a pomp. She's down to 114. But I think she could run a big race and outrun that 11-1 price. So two against the field each way to try and get a little bit of place money behind what was going to be a warm favourite in the shape of Cougar Mountain, Gelotta and Lumiere.
Couple against field then for Pimmy in the Challenge Stakes. The big race of the afternoon there is the Fillies Mile, a Group 1 at 3:10. And this is for the two-year-olds over a mile, of course. We have a field of 8 of them to go to post here. We've got betting out on site for this race as well. So Betsu is the market leader at 5-2. It's 11-4 for Rhododendron. Spatial is 4-1, 5-1 for Rich Legacy, 11-2 Hydrangea, and 16-1 or bigger prices for the others. Some potentially real nice fillies in here, Pimmy.
Oh yeah, lovely, lovely race this. Obviously Group 1 status, good prize money on offers, as you imagine. And again, I think there's some really interesting fillies here. Obviously Flea Biscuit, how well was she named? I don't think she's going to live quite up to that expectations, but she won well on her debut at Haydock Park over a mile. Beat the Jean Genie, who was very easy to back on that occasion, to be fair. A Clive Cox runner. But again, I think she's up fairly useful according to the stable connection. So Flea Biscuit might be okay. Might be okay. Was well supported on that occasion, but obviously has to up her game a big style. Can Hydrangea and Rhododendron bloom? Who knows? But again, interesting that Ryan Moore's sticking with Rhododendron, who was just behind Hydrangea the last time these two met. But again, I think stepping up to a mile should well suit Rhododendron. And then you've got Spatial, the Sir Michael Stout filly. Second on debut, came good last time out in very good fashion when beating Unforgettable filly. As I say, she runs earlier on in the afternoon, Unforgettable filly, so that'll give you a bit of an idea. Spatial. And again, Spatial carries the colours of Cheveley Park. By new approach, out of what?
Spacious or something?
You've got it. Yeah. Spacious. Another one that they've spent hours drooling over a name for. So Spatial, I think, has got a massive chance tomorrow, and I'm prepared to take a chance with her to overcome the might of Ireland.
OK. What about Sabetsu? Pimmy, you didn't really mention the Charlie Appleby runner, won by 10 lengths over course of distance last time.
Absolutely dotted up, didn't she, to be fair? But again, what she actually beat, I'm not too sure either. And again, I'm a bit like Kenry with the Blowies in Blue. Can't always quite read them. But she can do no more than win like she did. And again, they really could do with a Group 1 status, couldn't they?
Yeah.
So, you know, they will be flying the flags if she does manage to go in. But I think I'd rather take her on than back her.
OK. Spatial then, the one that Pimmy's siding with in the Fillies Mile. And the final race we'll look at is the 3:45 at Newmarket. This is the Godolphin Flying Start Old Rowley Cup, a heritage handicap over a mile and a half. It's for the three-year-olds. This one, we've got just the 18 of them to figure out here, Pimmy. What do you make of it?
I think it's an intriguing race, but I'm going to ask you this question. Godolphin Flying Start Old Rowley Cup. Come on. Enlighten me. What is this Flying Start all about?
Well, I only know this because you gave me a pointer in the right direction before we start recording, Pimmy, so hats off to you. It's where Frankie learned to do his flying dismount, isn't it?
No.
Oh.
It's not far off, but not quite.
Yeah. Tell us what it is, Pimmy.
Basically, it's a scheme run by Godolphin, which is over a two-year period, and it's open worldwide to graduates who want to learn about the racing industry. Very prestigious thing to get on. I think they take 12 a year, and it's over a two-year period. And they travel the world with it, obviously Australia, America, Ireland, Newmarket. They do the whole lot. And if you can get on that, it's a wonderful opportunity to get yourself a little bit of a step up the rung of the ladder in the world of horse racing. Mm. So a great thing organised by Godolphin, and it's been going a good few years now.
Yeah,
I don't think I know anybody who's been on it, to be honest.
No, only 12 people a year as well.
Yeah, and worldwide.
Yeah.
So, you know...
We might struggle to get on there, Pimmy.
Yeah, and I think I've maybe just overstepped the age limit anyway.
What about the race itself?
Well, it says what it is, doesn't it? It's a heritage handicap. There's a big prize on offer. It's for three-year-olds, and it's an absolute blinder of a race, absolute cracker. And again, you think something here is lurking to be a group horse, wouldn't you think so? You know, Steel of Madrid's been in great form earlier on this season, not quite as good a form now, but got an official mark of 107, so that tells you, you know, it's a capable horse. The big thing that I'm struggling with here is that a lot of these horses are coming into the race on the back of a nice success last time, or they've ran a cracker in defeat. So there's plenty with opportunities. You definitely want to back each way. I should imagine that we'll be backing with 7-8-1 the field.
Yeah.
And because of that, you can have a little dabble each way. Obviously, Saunter is going to be interesting, and that's exactly what he's done the last twice. He absolutely dotted up at Newmarket last time we saw him. He's £9 higher because of that, but again, his upward curve can still be going the right way. So take Saunter, despite him more likely being favourite, to run a big race for us. And the other horse I thought could run well is South Down Lad for William Knight. He came good at Newbury last time out, over a mile and a half. Bit of cut in the ground on that occasion, but he beat Mainstream by a length and a quarter. I think there could be a little bit more to come from him.
OK, a couple against the field then. And that completes our look ahead to Friday's action. Just a quick summary before you go, Pimmy, then just finalise your selections for us.
Yeah, cracking afternoon's racing at headquarters. In the Group 3 Fillies race at 2:05, I'm going to go with the French challenger, Double Lady. In the Dubai Challenge, the Group 2 race, I'm going to side each way with two against the field in the shape of Gelotta and Luminaire. The feature race of the day is the Dubai Fillies Mile, a Group 1 status. I'm going to take a chance with Sir Michael Stout trained Spatial. And in that very, very tricky Old Roley Cup, the Heritage Handicap, two against the field, Saunter and South Down Lad.
Superb, good work, Pimmy. Thank you very much. Good luck and enjoy it on Friday.
Look forward to it.
So there you go, the thoughts of Pimmy on Friday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:25 PM with Gareth Topham, Ollie Pimlott and Seb Sanders in the studio. Real good day to look forward to with day one of the Future Champions Festival at Newmarket. We've also got good racing at York, jumping at Newton Abbott and all-weather action in the evening as well from Newcastle and Dundalk. Plenty to get stuck into. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.